The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode David Robinson, number 50.
Yes, sir. Number 50 episode. And we started this and we at no point knew that we'd get to number 50. But as we started moving on and started getting a lot more going on, we were saying, hey, if we get to 50, we're going to give it up to David Robinson. So there's going to be some D-Rob undertones throughout this episode. First, for those of you that aren't aware, and if you are aware, I just want to recap some of this of the San Antonio Spurs icon, David Robinson's career. 1992, Olympic gold medalist with the Dream Team. I'm going to just take you back. 1989, first round draft pick, first number one pick in the draft for the San Antonio Spurs. Huge stroke of luck for them. And I still remember I used to have the newspaper from the San Antonio Express News of David Robinson in his Navy gear holding up his Spurs jersey, and that was a cool special moment back then. 1995, he was the MVP of the NBA, and in 1999, he was a part of the first championship in franchise history, and I remember that game really well. It was really emotional for me because David Robinson, his whole career was talked about being too nice or too soft, and it was really fun to see nice guys winning championships, and David Robinson definitely made mention of that a time or two, but he was just a beast and an ultra competitor. And then he finished off his career in 2003 with another championship, cementing his status as one of the game's greatest. He was the NBA top 75 player, and in 2009 he got selected to the Hall of Fame. But if you didn't get to see David Robinson, just from a sports fan's perspective, not even a Spurs perspective, one of the greatest human beings ever to play professional sports. Just a genuine good, good person. So episode 50, this is to you. Hats off, David Robinson. We really appreciate you and your time with the Spurs. Now we have other fish to fry for the San Antonio Spurs with a big win, huge win, biggest one of the season in the fact that we are almost there for the play-in tournament. The Spurs win 113-92 over the Portland Trail Blazers without DeJounte Murray, without Jakob Poeltl. Huge win for the Spurs. Now we're up on the Lakers by two games with four games left. So what a collapse for the Lakers and what a run for the Spurs. We've now won six of their last seven games, and that only loss in that stretch was Keldon Johnson's missed layup. Drew, what are your thoughts about the game?
Yep, another domination station against the Trailblazers. Very proud of this winning streak and this winning run. One step closer to that playing game, and it could happen today. I'm very, very proud of this San Antonio Spurs team.
Yeah, great contributions from all the guys. And I really like what Keldon Johnson said. He was saying, as long as we just take care of business and not really focus on anybody else, just focus on ourselves each and every game, we'll be fine. And what a night Keldon Johnson had. He really stepped up and with those guys missing and a good leadership role for the Spurs. And that brings us to our top two, bottom two segment, a fan favorite. Drew, who were your top two from the Spurs beatdown of the Trailblazers?
Yeah, my first top two has got to be Keldon Johnson. We both knew that he was going to step up big with Jakob Poeltl and DeJounte Murray out, and sure he did. He scored 28 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. He shot 6 of 12 from the three-point line and 9 of 20 from the field in 37 minutes of play. Keldon Johnson, great night, filling in for the two guys out. My second top two, I'm going to go with him for the second night in a row against this former team. I'm going to go with Zach Collins. Zach Collins put up 18 points, 13 rebounds. He shot 5 of 9 from the field in 31 minutes. those were my top two. Let's hear yours.
Okay. Well, I also had Keldon Johnson. What a great night for him, knocking down six threes and just being the passion leader and just the overall leader of the Spurs that night. They really needed him, and he came up big. I really did like Zach Collins' game, but he wasn't my second one of my top two. My second one went to Trey Jones. Trey had 18 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the 3, 7 of 11 shooting overall. Just a real solid night for Trey Jones, and I've really been proud of his growth and progress this year. So he made my top two, but also a really good night for Mr. Collins. All right, let's get to our bottom two, Drew.
Yep. Well, for this game, we actually do not have a bottom two as we dominated the Trailblazers by 21 points. Y'all know the rule, and there's no need to do that because we won by 21.
Yes, sir. That is correct. We don't do a bottom two when the Spurs win by 15 or more, and that was definitely the case. All right, that brings us to our question of the day. Remember, you can always email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com or text your questions to 512-540-1626. Tonight's question comes from Sean in Houston, Texas. Sean asks, what is your favorite David Robinson moment of all time? Drew, I'm going to let you go first, and then I'll take it.
Yep, well, I've got this one. So, as y'all know, I was not alive for this moment. But, hey, man, it's still my favorite memory for David Robinson. My favorite memory was when he got that quad triple-double against the Detroit Pistons on February 17th, 1994. I've watched that game probably like two times, and David Robinson completely just dominated the Detroit Pistons that night. Very proud to be on episode 50 for David Robinson.
Yes, sir. And mine, I brought it up earlier, but this was just such a special night for the city of San Antonio and for San Antonio Spurs Nation, and of course for David Robinson being one of the pillars of this team. But the 1999 championship that night was so special, and I mean, it just really, really, really made me happy to see a guy like David Robinson celebrate the fruits of his labor and his NBA career. So I want to bring something else up as I move away from that 99 championship, and something about this team as we're on the verge of making the play-in, if we can just finish this thing out. But Greg Popovich, I want to just talk about Pop for a second. Drew, I want to know your opinion on this, and be honest with me, because Drew didn't know I was going to ask this question, but with any other coach in the NBA, do you think this rebuilding San Antonio Spurs team gets to the play-in? They're obviously in a rebuild. We traded away everybody that was a veteran player and you know, big-time former NBA players, and obviously DeMar DeRozan's doing well with the Bulls and L.A. with the Nets and, you know, Rudy Gay with the Jazz and Patty Mills with the Nets. But do you think any other coach in the NBA could get us in the play-in in a rebuilding season?
I mean, I really don't think so. I mean, the Spurs, this is really impressive of what the Spurs are doing. Now, we haven't made it yet, but we're very, very close. It could happen tonight, and Greg Popovich is a very, very huge part of that. And he's just, I don't think really any other coach could do that. Maybe Phil Jackson, but I'm not sure that he could do that either. He's had so much talent around him his whole career.
Yeah, this is really a remarkable job by Popovich. And, you know, early on, everybody wants to talk about when's he going to be done. Well, he's in great health. He's doing a great job. And I'm really proud of the job that Pop has done this year. All right, let's move on to this day in Spurs history. Drew, you got it.
Yeah, for this day in Spurs history, I'm going to take us back to April 4th, 1991, where the Spurs faced the Milwaukee Bucks, and we ended up beating the Milwaukee Bucks 105-101 with a great performance from David Robinson. David Robinson put up 35 points, 5 blocks, 3 steals, 13 total rebounds, and he shot 10 of 20 from the field. Great performance from David Robinson on this episode 50. We had Sean Elliott, who scored 18 points, 2 blocks, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, shot great. We had Willie Anderson, who scored 22 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And we had Terry Cummings score 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. A great win. And David Robinson absolutely went off to beat the Milwaukee Bucks on episode 50 of Spur of the Moment.
What year was that again, Drew?
1991.
Awesome. All right. That's a great one. Good find right there. D-Rob going off on this day in Spurs history. All right. Now it's time for us to preview the upcoming game. The Spurs come in with a record of 33 wins, 45 losses, and they travel to Denver to play the Denver Nuggets with a record of 47-32. Drew, what can you tell us about the Nuggets?
Yep, the Denver Nuggets have got a great player in Nikola Jokic. He's might be the MVP of the year. He averages 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists as a center. We got to really appreciate what Nikola Jokic is doing. He's great. Aaron Gordon is averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds. Will Barton, who's averaging 14 points, 4 rebounds. And Monty Murph Morris, who's averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. It's going to be a really good game. No DeJounte Murray, that really sucks for us. So it's going to be a tough one to win, but Nuggets have a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, I just saw that DeJounte's out and Jakob's out again with his back issues. So definitely going to be a tough task for the Spurs tonight. Drew, who's your player to go off and what's your prediction?
Well, yeah, so my player to go off is I'm going to ask to go with Keldon Johnson again because Keldon Johnson must have another good game if we want to put up a fight to win this game. So my player to go off is going to be Keldon Johnson. My prediction for this game is I've got the Spurs losing this game by 9 points because we have no DeJounte or Jakob Poeltl and they have Nikola Jokic. It'll be a close-up game up until the fourth quarter, and I think the Nuggets will beat us by 9. But I hope I'm wrong, and I hope we can get a playing spot clinched.
Okay. Thank you for that, Drew. And I agree with you on that one. I've got what I have written down here is I've got the Nuggets by 13, obviously without DeJounte and Jakob going against players such as Nikola Jokic. He's really talented. And, I think it's going to be a tough night for them. As for my player to go off, one guy that kind of, he has some really great performances, and I'm hoping he strings another one together because we're going to need him. But lately, Mr. Zach Collins has been doing work, so he's going to be my player to go off tonight against the Denver Nuggets. And I hope I'm wrong, but, I got the Nuggets winning this one. But, the Spurs are still in that play-in picture. We hope they pull through on this one tonight, but it's going to be a tough task in Denver, especially with the altitude change as well. And, there's just a lot of adjustments making Denver a tough place to play. All right, so that brings us to the end of this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast. We'll be back again covering that Denver Nuggets-San Antonio Spurs matchup. Sorry that we were a day or two late. Drew had a baseball game last night. He's doing really well playing ball, and so we just weren't able to do it last night. But we'll get this Nuggets Spurs one out to you on Wednesday. So thanks for stopping by, and thanks for tuning in. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yep, thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 50. And as always, go Spurs, go!